Good morning. Welcome to the June 22nd, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, if Miklos tells us anything, then he tells us an enormous lot. It's that we cannot allow secrecy in killing and disproportionate means for it, because this absolutely silences. As victims of it cannot prove that it's happening. And so help, if it comes at all, must vault huge challenges. So this tactic quells dissent, which is why power cultivated it. So do you see that with this ace in the hole in place, it's cultivated and guaranteed checkmate. Power can have no institutional reign. And so the sweat of scholars to explain so-called economic forces and all the effort from legal experts to redesign the laws for greater fairness is but facade. Because what truly keeps us leashed is institutionally enforced obedience. And what truly keeps us leashed is never seen publicly, but only in isolated and contained pockets of thought that can then be targeted. And so the truth never gets discussed. Disproportionate means for killing or disabling secretly in the so-called democracies where secret prisons and mass graves, Townsend schooled them long ago, would prove cumbersome and potentially embarrassing. Too many problems do they pose for power in a democracy, quote unquote. Rather, apply pressure quietly, he said. No noise, no protest, no hope. But brothers and sisters, we are not helpless. We need not just go along with what is wrong. Never mention the unspoken pressures, the quiet coercions that threaten to turn us passive and listless. This is no way to live. And conditioning and so condemning our children to simply accepting what is a mutilation of what we are as living things does violence to their souls and to our own. Are we not all humans? Are our fates not all interwoven? Why not acknowledge that openly and call for joint cross-national planning sessions for ending all forms of coerced work and or service? This means you, tyrannical Egyptian military statesman. And it is, after all, under pressure of just such coercion that the made empty do their master's bidding, perform the actual work of killing in secret, which, if allowed to exist, quells dissent. After which, the story that we quote-unquote live in a democracy becomes a frightful joke, never spoken of, and ending the possibility of true happiness, which requires lives that are authentic. Cross-national planning sessions to plan a future based in individual freedom for all humans, held in separate nation states but electronically interlinked. It could begin by identifying practical problems, and I don't mean problems of political will, for those collapse with numbers. That's for you as well, tyrannical Egyptian military statesman. But rather problems of transition, the problems attendant upon transitioning from coerced practices to freedom. To maintain planning momentum, several things are needed. Meetups, vision, education in the broader community, and all the mental barriers must be identified and discussed to the full, all the cons exposed. The main difficulty is simply starting, and this can happen with just a few good folks. A few good folks must act on trust that their body's truth is enough. When it tells us to not submit to the rule of obedience, even if there is no clear alternative yet. For submission to obedience is to agree to totalitarianism.